This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
After an off-season-long standoff, a mini-camp holdout, T.J. Watt, as expected, not going anywhere. The sides agreeing on a three-year, $123 million contract extension that locks up Watt through 2028 and makes him not only now the highest-paid non-quarterback in NFL history at $41 million per year, it is also the second-largest contract ever in Steelers history behind, oh yeah, DK Metcalf, the player acquired from Seattle in a trade that really started everything off in terms of the Steelers overhauling so much of their roster, but in this case, sticking with one of the guys who has been a stalwart for this franchise.
Tom Pelissero on the latest on T.J. Watt, who has signed an extension with the Steelers in the most, likely the most predictable thing. Good morning, Jeremy White. Chris Trapasso is here in studio with us for the next 2 hours. Welcome.
Thanks for having me, Jeremy. Ooh. This is good.
Have you been here before?
Yeah, it's been a long time. I was trying to think back. I remember sitting in that chair that you're sitting in, talking to Howard before the 2018 draft about Darius Leonard as a linebacker option for the Bills. So 2018, it's a Josh Allen draft, obviously. I think that's the last time I was in the studio.
Okay. Whatever happened to Darius Leonard?
He changed his name to Shaq Leonard and was elite in a few years for the Colts, and I don't think he's in the league anymore.
Yeah. Linebacker option.
Yeah.
Well, welcome in. We see you all the time filling in on One Bills Live.
Oh, yeah.
So you're on in the afternoons from time to time. Chris Trapasso here. You can check us out on the YouTube feed. You can, of course, tune us in where we are. So anyway, welcome. Good to have you. Counting down the days to Bills training camp. Mm-hmm. We'll be out there on Wednesday, the 23rd. That's the first practice for the Bills. TJ Sanders signs another piece of news out there. The NFL kind of tidying things up, sweeping the floors, you know, all these things. Giant mega contracts for star defensive ends, minuscule second-round contracts for these players, and this logjam stops, and you know, we're off and running, getting towards the season. I don't know if you heard on the way in, we were having a conversation about like some, I guess it was best case scenarios for individual players. I opened up at the 7 o'clock hour with a James Cook scenario. Mm-hmm. We talked about, and then Josh brought up an idea about Elijah Moore. Like, oh, what if he has a huge year and the Bills extend him? And for me, that's an interesting conversation. Like, what does a great year even look like for an Elijah Moore? Right, like. There's a great year for Elijah Moore, and then there's a objectively great year for a receiver.
Sure.
And, you know, this offense, the way that it's kind of designed, the way that it kind of runs with all these pieces, all this everybody eats stuff, you might not have an avenue to have a objectively great season, like 1,500 yards. But Moore could definitely find a spot.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say those are two completely different things, just a really good wide receiver season and what Moore could realistically do within this offense. I actually, about a month or two ago, did a projection for best case scenario for Elijah Moore. And I didn't just like throw out random numbers. I took how much better Stephon Diggs, Cole Beasley, and John Brown got with Josh Allen, almost the Josh Allen multiplier. Going from Elijah Moore's best season If you plug in those numbers to how much better Diggs, Beasley, and Brown got here in Buffalo, it's like 63 catches, 750-ish yards, and two touchdowns.
For more?
For more. And that's based off his best season in term, and I think it's like a little over 100 targets. I heard you on the way in, like, are there even 100 targets or, you know, 115 targets for Moore to get within this offense? Probably not. So I think any Bills fan, I think McDermott, I think Josh Allen would love 65 catches for 750 yards and two scores from Elijah Moore that they added post-draft. And I think that probably equates at most to a contract around $10 million. So I think sticking with the everybody eats mantra, if we're thinking, you know, how they like to spread the football around, they also will then like to spread the money around. You would have Shakir at $13 million in this hypothetical, Elijah Moore at like $10 million. There's $23 million for two guys instead of paying $30 million for one.
Yeah, in that scenario, you're probably saying goodbye to Curtis Samuel. I mean, yeah. I would imagine he's not going to last if Moore pops. It is kind of interesting and maybe wild, but one of the biggest reasons that I think Bills – there's two reasons that Bills fans are not maybe worried about the receiving core. One is the success they had last year, and yeah, that's the point that Brandon Bean makes. And he's not wrong. They had a lot of success last year. They did, of course, have to adjust it on the fly, mm-hmm, making the Amari Cooper trade. I'm trying to think of if anybody could have predicted. No, what'll happen is they'll sign a guy post-draft, and then you'll all be like, oh, all right, I feel good about this now. Moore's kind of unique in that way because as a former second-round pick who went to the Jets and then the Browns, it just seems like the idea that this bump with Allen that you're talking about could happen, that's not hard to grasp. That's not hard to envision that something could go well for him like that. I like the skill set. The one thing I wonder about is, does he do something that they don't have? Is there more verticality to his game that they don't have somewhere else?
He's mostly a slot receiver. He's around the same size as Shakir, but he ran 4.34 coming out of Ole Miss. I know Curtis Samuel also was a low 4.3 guy, and we didn't really see a lot of that big playability besides in the playoff game against Denver from him last year, and the Bills will say he was injured, you know, the foot injury that he had. I do, though, think that Moore will provide a little bit of more of a vertical element, especially compared to what Shakir does out of the slot.
803-0550, our phone number, 1-888-550-2550. We brought up James Cook. We brought up Elijah Moore. Bring up anybody you want here. Bring up a player and give us the best case scenario for them for this season, whether that's a breakout, it's a domination. You know, we're all expecting Super Bowl. I put up that question about James Cook. What's his best case scenario?
And everyone said Super Bowl.
I tried so hard to make
I know
it.
You did.
So hard to make it so people could not write in. They win the Super Bowl. Like, yeah, we all know that, everybody. Like, of course, their best case scenario is the Super Bowl. It is a Super Bowl or bust lifestyle right mm-hmm. now. The Bills are simultaneously under a lot of pressure to do it. And also, the pressure doesn't even really start for a while.
I know.
Training camp is
strange.
Training camp is going to be just like, just don't get hurt. As long as you don't get hurt, we're going to be fine. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, we've even seen them go 6-6 and be in disarray, and then, you know, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
There's very much a belief that everything will just be fine. I won't be under any real stress until, when did the stress start last year? The Baltimore game?
Yeah.
That was it?
Yeah. Really?
Denver in the playoffs, they gave up a touchdown early, and maybe you have like a moment, and they just blow their doors off.
But they had done that in the wild card round in almost every
hiccups
year. Like early
Miami.
You know, Miami, the Colts game was tight.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it was like, but it was always, and I like heard you guys mention it on the way in, you always felt, and this kind of is the case in every game, felt like, oh, Josh Allen's going to do something at some point, mm-hmm. and they're going to get one stop. And they're going to, you know, score, get a stop, and then score again and score 14 points in like 3 minutes, and it's going to completely change the game. So, yeah, it really was not until the playoffs that you felt any bit of nerves or pressure on this team.
Yeah. It's tough. It's not tough. It's a great life to live. It's the same as the Ravens right now. The Bills and the Ravens just kind of live in the same mm-hmm. neighborhood. The one thing that separates these two teams, and I wonder if there's a lesson here about roster building. Jeremy Fowler's top 10 players, right? Top 10 in every position. Christian Benford did not make the list. Let's just pretend he did because he probably should.
Yeah.
That would give the Bills, I think, four top 10 players. And the Ravens have six, And the Ravens are thought of as having maybe more elite players.
Well, they had more Pro Bowlers last year. They had like eight Pro Bowlers.
And the Bills had one. The Bills had one. Right, exactly. The Ravens are thought of as a more, I don't know about top-heavy roster, but I think just a better roster outside of quarterback, which is its own debate. Mm-hmm. And the Bills are this like really well-structured, buttoned-up, pretty deep team where we came into this offseason thinking, where will they make a move to get a blue chipper? And they didn't get an established one. We'll find out if one of these guys they did get can become one, whether that's, you know, a Joey Bosa risk or a Michael Hoyt perfect fit or a draft pick. But, you know, they've kind of spent 2 years keeping things structurally intact and making sure that they're not going to become, I don't know, I don't even know the cautionary tales here. Keeping it together with Josh Allen, you know, they've managed to walk the line. They've managed to do it.
They've proven, yeah, that there was no regression from him or the team. The defense has still been near the top of the league in limiting big plays, creating turnovers across multiple seasons, which is basically unheard of. One last point that I want to mention that kind of is a segue to that. It's so crazy going from the Stephon Diggs era and being so wide receiver one focused. And then thinking, okay, even if Elijah Moore has a really good season and the Bills give him a $10 to $12 million contract, that would be Shakir, Moore, and Josh Palmer, who we haven't talked about yet, combining for like $30 to $35 million when that's what one receiver, a Jamar Chase-type wide receiver is getting in today's NFL. If you were to pose that to anyone, I mean, maybe some people would rather have just Jamar Chase or Justin Jefferson, but it's almost like, why would we have not in the past wanted to say, let's diversify and have three really good receivers all making the same as what one receiver can do? Because if you take out Stephon Diggs in one game, we saw that the Bills' offense can really struggle.
I would push back on that. I would say diversifying is fine. Expensive diversification is a choice. Like, that's what the Bills are kind of doing here. Because there are teams that diversify, and they do it with not a lot of money spent. They just do it with draft picks. Like, that's ultimately at the root of my biggest disagreement with how the Bills have built. Of course, again, it doesn't mean, like, they're doomed. But middle-class money at receiver is not something that a lot of teams do.
That's true.
And, you know, I'm not sitting here saying the Bills should have drafted Matthew Golden. I wonder if they would have if he was there. They very well might have, but he wasn't there. His salary this year will be lower than every Bills receiver, basically, as a first-round pick. So it's an odd way to do it. You could say that why pay a $30 million receiver when I can pay three $10 million receivers? Mm-hmm. And the answer is because you could pay $130 and then get two draft picks. Yeah. And it's the same, except you have a guy that has a lot more gravity against the defense. So I don't think I appreciate what the Bills have done from a whatever. Forget the money for a second. If they want to do it this way because they feel like this fit for them is a better fit for structurally offensively, that's fine. I don't think you can say they're saving money doing it.
No, that's true. And we haven't talked about Keon Coleman in this, and I was lower on him than probably any other draft analyst out there when they picked him. If the Bills had Ladd McConkey on the roster now, and you're like, hey, look, they've added some mid-tier veterans. You like Josh Palmer. You like Elijah Moore. Oh, and they have this young, like you're saying, really cheap. Wide receiver entering year two, you would be like, oh my God, like this.
They're flush.
This is absolutely a loaded wide receiver group. So if you do believe in Coleman and you think that step is coming, he's going to take the leap, then suddenly you do have that advantage financially with a second round pick that's still young, making barely any money at
all. Well, let's get to Coleman there. You said you were lower on him than maybe anybody.
Yeah, I think I had third or fourth round grade on
him. Okay, so you, I mean, kind of hated the pick. Maybe not hated, but not a fan of the pick.
I had Ladd McConkey as a first-round grade, and they were both sitting there on the board, and I thought he should have been the pick. Maybe the size and some injury concerns with him were the reason that the Bills didn't pick him. And traditionally, like, not every single wide receiver has been big, but think of the time in Carolina and then bringing in Kelvin Benjamin back to Buffalo, the Bills, and then they had success with the smaller receivers. I think the Bills wanted more size in the receiver room, that Coleman gave them what they didn't have. Maybe that was the ultimate kind of equalizer why he was the, or separator why he was the pick.
Do you feel better about him now?
No.
Okay.
I mean, him bulking up, that's not the problem. I think the separation ability and the fact that contested catch win rate is not really sticky year to year. Like, I mean, if you're Mike Evans, sure, it is. If you're Justin Jefferson, it is. But in general, a wide receiver that was really good in contested catch situations in college doesn't always translate to the NFL. You can have a season where you are at 70%, then at 30, then at 50, then at 20, then at 80. So to just rely in this day and age at receiver on rebounding the football over extremely athletic, very good ball skills, corners, it's not something that I want my wide receiver to hang his hat on. And yeah. I think unless he moves in the slot, that's where Coleman is going to have trouble.
Which is something so far the Bills do not seem to be interested in. And in fact, I don't even know if they have the snaps in there. They have a lot of guys in there that take those snaps.
Although I will say, and I tweeted this recently, I think I'm probably a victim of doing this. We get a little bit, I think, stuck in slot and outside, with especially with how Joe Brady
tight formations.
Yeah. Like everyone's in the slot. It's not on the hash mark near the sideline for two wide receivers, and it's not Michael Irvin, Andre Reed.
Right.
It's very much open space. So, but I do get what you're saying, that the Bills do have seemingly like three or four already slot receivers. So there's Coleman. Can he really fit in there? I'm not sure.
Yeah. 803-0550, our phone number, 1-888-550-2550. Of course, training camp begins Wednesday for the first practice. We'll be live at training camp Wednesday, Thursday, Friday for morning practices. We'll continue to bring things from St. John Fisher. Chris Trapasso joining me here in studio on WGR. For this this Coleman conversation, you know, you're still skeptical. I was reading Matt Harmon yesterday. He posted his Xavier Worthy profile.
Okay.
And it's funny, there are a couple of, I think, parallel ideas. And what Harmon wrote about Worthy, looking back on his first year, was he is not a guy that does everything. What he does well, and the Chiefs are able to use that quite a bit.
Exactly.
And that's really it. Like, would Xavier Worthy, and I'm only bringing up Worthy because the two of them are always tied together because of that trade. And it got me thinking about Coleman, which was basically there's the best version of Keon Coleman and how the Bills get that. Will they use him that way? Will they find the way to use what he does well as the Chiefs will find a way to use Worthy? And the thing about the Chiefs, if you listen to a lot of their offseason, a lot of their talk is about basically getting back to the 50 touchdown Mahomes years. They want to find the long ball again. They want to get
They were a small ball the last like 3 years.
That's right. And they want to get back to long ball.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to unleash Worthy over the top with Rice, who we'll see about a suspension for him. So while the cover two and everybody got kind of reined in and became small ball, Andy Reid and the Chiefs are actively talking about wanting to get it back over the top and kind of hit again. And that's probably a lot of their genesis for the Worthy pick is that's what he does well.
Yeah.
And that's not something you're going to get out of Coleman, but Coleman's going to have whatever, something that he does well. The question is, can the Bills get it out of him?
Yeah, I mean, it will really all come down to, and I said it's in general not sticky. Maybe the Bills feel like it can be predictive, that Keon Coleman just needs to be that above-the-rim wide receiver. And I think it's no coincidence that, to me, his best game in Seattle where he jumped over to Tariq Woolen in the end zone and then had that, like, down the numbers, like, back shoulder catch, like, almost, like, down the seam.
The broken play
like,
one?
No, the one that was, like, maybe it was a broken play where he kind of, like, was covered well, but Josh made a perfect throw back shoulder, like, down the numbers. Made a catch there. That's how he has to play. That's where he has to live. Again, I do think he needs to be featured in those condensed formations on shallow crosses where the two receivers cross and kind of try to create confusion or just a lot of traffic in the middle of the field because he's just not going to get open.
On the outside.
On the outside, on his own accord with twitchiness, with explosion, with subtlety as a route runner. So if they can get that out of him and say, hey, Josh, like just throw it up to Keon Coleman and let's at least see if he's really a good rebounder. That's, to me, the best avenue for the Bills to tap into all of his potential.
803-0550 to join us. Chris Trapasso hanging out here for a couple hours here on a Friday, and we're watching the Open Championship while we're doing it. Chris, you're a golfer, an avid golfer.
I am an avid golfer.
And a very good golfer.
I'm trying.
You might be the best golfer. Are you the best golfer I kind of know? You might be. You're up there.
Okay, that's good. I mean, I'll take it. Top five? Top three?
Top five, probably.
Okay.
Yeah. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Brian Harman leads the Open Championship. He always seems to perform well at the Open. Meanwhile, I'm on Bobby McIntyre here. That's my pick.
I saw a thing this week that the Open Championship the last 20 years has the highest average age of the winner, which to me seems perfect because I think playing in the wind.
Old man golf? Course,
yeah, old man golf, like hitting eight irons that go like 10 feet in the air and just managing it around the course, more important there, and just having those years of knowledge of how to get around the course matters more at an Open than it does at the Masters or the U.S. Open.
I do think watching like the ball tracker on tee shots, I'm seeing more shaped tee shots than any other major.
Yeah.
You're seeing guys like swipe across the ball and a big bender down the fairway.
But it's hit well.
Yeah, yeah. It's exactly what they're trying to do. There's a lot more shot shaping out there, it appears.
And Bryson never plays well there because he just tries to bomb it and doesn't care where it goes.
He had a dreadful round in round one. He's been better today. He's putting for eagle right now. So he might make the cut. Last I saw, the cut was projected to be plus four. And he missed the eagle putt. He's going to birdie to be at plus four. So
okay.
he might scrape his way back and make the cut. 803-0550. Jeremy White. Jeremy and Joe. Joe's off today. Chris Trapasso popping in for a couple hours here on WGR.
Right in the middle.
Just like that. The lead's now two for Brian Harman. His fifth birdie of the day.
Brian Harman with the lead. He is a previous winner. Right now he is plus 750 to win it. Scheffler the favorite. Scheffler is like, he's five strokes back final round and he's even money. He has not gone on the course today. He goes out in the afternoon group. If the weather holds up, I would expect Scheffler to go low. A lot of guys have had good numbers out there today. Scheffler is four off the lead, and I would not feel uncomfortable betting him to lead by the end of this round. Keegan Bradley for birdie leaves it just short. We're seeing some good golf out there at Royal Portrush. Jeremy White and Chris Trapasso. He's in today for a couple hours here on WGR. Joe's off today. We're back with Joe on Monday. The Bills have made it official. TJ Sanders signs his contract. So all the Bills draft picks are under contract. The way this had been going, we kind of had said don't worry about it because once the Niners got in there and kind of broke it open with Alfred Collins in the middle of the second round, Sanders has taken two picks before. He gets a good chunk of his deal guaranteed. Great, whatever, it's fine. Everything, great, he's here. One thing, Chris, I want to ask you about this. We spent last segment talking a lot about Keon Coleman. One thing, here's something Bills fans I think would sign up for. This year's rookie class, giving more to the team than last year's rookie class.
Oh, 100%.
Last year, it's Coleman and Ray Davis.
That's about it. Kinda it.
Like Bishop, Dwayne Carter, they played sparingly. It's Coleman and Ray Davis.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, I mean, you got three guys in the first three picks defensively that I think Bills fans are anticipating will play a regular role in Max Harrison, TJ Sanders, and Landon Jackson. And that's to say nothing about the rest of their picks where there's some pieces in here. I mean, even down to Jackson Hawes. So, you know, you spent a lot of time in this draft class. Let's get to it. Let's start with Sanders, who's the most recent guy to sign and completes their draft class. How did you like the pick, and what do you think he can do to make an impact here in year one?
I absolutely loved the TJ Sanders pick. I had him graded as my number 34 overall player. They got him at 41, so just because of that, just looking at the difference there, the disparity in those rankings, I obviously liked the selection. But I thought he was, like more specifically, the exact type of defensive tackle that they needed. I think you guys probably said the name Kenneth Grant probably 800 times.
Bunch of times. He was mocked to go there all the time. Then he went, like 14th?
Sure. And everyone was under the impression, and justifiably so, that because of Starla Tulele and...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jordan Phillips, that the Bills like and need this 340-pounder next to Ed Oliver.
And yet they always go away from it.
Yes, they ultimately do go away from it. They bring back Quentin Jefferson, who's not really that type, but they have gone into many seasons during the Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott era with that classic nose tackle next to Oliver. For as much as I would have been okay with Kenneth Grant, which is kind of funny to say that now because he went 13th overall, like nowhere remotely close to where the Bills picked, my biggest thing during the pre-draft process for the Bills when I would get asked about defensive linemen, and that was probably more talked about than any other position, was they need another pass rusher on the inside. And that's precisely what TJ Sanders is. He is about as athletic as Ed Oliver. I think he comes in with more polish than Ed Oliver did, with using his hands, pass rush moves. And he's from the SEC. Like, Ed Oliver was in the, what's Houston?
Conference
even?
USA.
Conference USA or the AAC at that point.
Double check, yeah.
In 2018. So he was in the SEC and was highly productive from a pressure.
Big 12.
I mean, now, but moved, then they were in the AAC or whatever they were in, Conference USA. TJ Sanders, last two seasons, highly productive in the SEC, can win in a variety of ways. I loved that pick, and I think he gives you exactly what you want from a rookie deal player, that he can come in and be productive immediately. And there's long-term potential because of his athleticism that he can become even better in year two and year three before you have to give him that big contract.
Just to clarify, they were in the American Athletic
AAC,
Conference.
AAC, told you.
Yeah. There you go. It was from Conference USA to the AAC to the Big 12.
So much movement.
It's important. You know, we got to get these things right. All right, so you expect him to come in and be able to just kind of fit right in?
Yes. What I would say of the first three picks, I would be surprised if Landon Jackson comes in and is instant impact. Like, the fact that the Bills got him in round three, I think that was, they felt he's not going to last much longer than the third round because he's big and long and the athleticism is through the roof. He had over a 40-inch vertical, but the rawness to his game at Arkansas. Although he was kind of trending in the right direction in his final season, the rawness was very easy to see on film. I think that was a, hey, we hope that in 26 and 27 he becomes a really good player. I think players like Dorian Strong and Jordan Hancock, the day three D-backs that they picked at kind of outside corner, slot corner safety, those players have more of an opportunity to be good right away and to come in and contribute, and to what you're saying, give more contributions in year one from the rookie class as a whole than what the Bills saw last year.
Yeah. Max Harrison with the first pick. I mean, he's a speedy guy and risk taker, and I think a lot of Bills fans would have him kind of penciled in or written in pen at corner two because of what's behind him. There's veterans to beat out and veterans that are respected. There's no doubt about that. Like Tre'Davious White's going to have a lot of respect of Bills Mafia and Dane Jackson too. You feel like he's got a really good spot, really good chance here to be that guy right off the bus?
Yeah, absolutely. I actually was on with Mike earlier this week, and he asked me, do you think it's Trey White's job that Hairston has to take from him at camp or vice versa? I think it's Hairston's job, and what, 31-year-old Trey White needs to come in and have just a tremendous training camp and look like Trey White in his prime to be the starter week one opposite Christian Benford.
Gotcha. So Hairston's to lose.
I think so. He is a different breed that they've had at corner in the entire Sean McDermott era. 4.28, super twitchy, ball skills are through the roof, can run with anybody. He's just different. They've had the high floor, low ceiling guys. He's the opposite of that.
You know, it's funny, like a caller this week asked level of concern if Hairston doesn't win the job over Trey White. And there's built into that is, well, you know, you don't want to judge a guy just
by training camp.
Right. Yeah.
His first training camp.
Josh Allen didn't beat out Nathan Peterman in training camp.
Yeah, so just, good call.
That's always, I want to put that out there. For say whatever it's worth, Allen lost the starting job or they were going to be patient with him.
Sure.
And the other position where that is a big deal and probably a bigger deal, and it's not a rookie, and that's Cole Bishop and Damar Hamlin.
Yeah.
Like Bishop's got it's Bishop's job.
I think so.
And if he doesn't hold on to it because Hamlin does, like that's a problem.
Agreed.
I don't think anybody would anticipate that happening. It's the kind of thing like we're banking on Bishop, who has a lot of the physical skills that they want there. Like whenever we were talking about safety and Nick Emmanuel or whatever, like I would always point to Cole Bishop having the elite athleticism. So year two for him, the Bills pointed out that he missed the start of camp. He was injured. Their safety room last year, it kind of started behind schedule.
From
the jump, because Mike Edwards and Cole Bishop. And now we're into the season, and it's Rapp and Hamlin. And that's kind of ultimately what you ended with. So this year, whether it's a supplementary piece in Derek Forrest, but this year it's got to be Rapp and Bishop. And they definitely need better play from that position, because it had never been a weak point of a McDermott defense before, and it was a really big glaring weak point.
Yeah, I think you framed that perfectly, because Bishop was having a good camp. I think, didn't he get injured on an interception or a pass breakup last year in camp? That they definitely started behind the eight ball, or not. That position didn't go as planned, especially with the whole Mike Edwards situation, like you mentioned. And I think you framed it perfectly, because it is important to talk about Cole Bishop's size and athleticism. He's 6'2", 206, ran 4.45 with a 39-inch vertical. So he's not Nick Emmanuel, but he's not this overachiever who's not a great athlete that they have to hope that McDermott and Bobby Babich get the most out of him. He is a big-time athlete at the safety spot. And I think late in the season and even in that AFC title game, you started to see some of the signs, because he didn't play until so late in the year, that Cole Bishop can be that Swiss Army knife that I think Sean McDermott really likes in the secondary. And I think bringing back Damar Hamlin on essentially like a veteran minimum deal kind of says like, hey, we're going to pay you this, but we want you to be our safety 4 or 5, not one of our starters week one.
Chris Trapasso with me here for a couple hours on WGR as we roll through a Friday. It's cooler out there. I've had people tweeting me that it feels like fall.
Really?
Yeah. Look, maybe.
Yeah, that's a little.
It's a little early for that. It's 62 now. It's going to get up to 70.
Well, I guess this would, if this was like September 29th, it would be a fall is elite day.
Yeah,
for sure.
That's right.
For sure.
It's going to be warm. We got 83 tomorrow. We've got eight.
It's going to get to 75 today, I think.
Yeah, next week we're back up into the 80s as well. But this morning had more of a chill than it has the last couple of days. We had a lot of heat. So anyway, enjoy it. Nice breeze out there. Good day to golf if you can hit the golf course. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550.
Is that Darren Clark?
It is Darren Clark.
Yes, love that.
Plus four, Darren Clark.
He's going to make the cut.
And he birdied number three. Old Darren Clark.
He's got a couple of British Open wins, right? Two?
I think so.
In like the Tiger era in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was he in the video game, Darren Clark?
I think so.
Played so much Tiger Woods video game back in the day.
Too. Yeah.
So much. It was great. Who was in that game? Charles Howell III.
Mm-hmm.
And who else is in that game? That like
was Ty Tryon in that game?
Yes.
Because he was like supposed to be the next Tiger and never amounted to anything.
Boy, who's in those games? Guys that we forgot they existed.
Mm. Was Lee Westwood in the game?
Maybe. I'll look it up.
Charles Howell is a good poll. That's a really good poll.
Yeah. 803-0550-1-888-550-2550 on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, congratulations to Brian M. from Tonawanda for winning this week's Encore Golf Friday foursome. Scored an 18-hole round of golf at Royal Niagara Golf Club. $25 Encore Golf gift card and a dozen Encore Golf balls. You can enter the Encore Golf Friday foursome contest by going to WGR550.com for your chance to win. Jeremy White with Chris Trapasso here. You've seen Chris on One Bills Live. You heard him on the station with Show Up in the Bulldog all the time in draft season. What are you up to now?
I started a Stubsec because my job at CBS by the start of the season is being eliminated. I'm still looking for a job, but I figured I'm not just going to sit around. I mean, we are kind of in the dead period, and getting some of the news that we've gotten with the second round picks and TJ Watt the last few days has really anchored these dog days of summer leading into camp. So it's given me some freedom. Like, my editors and the people, like the powers that be at CBS, said, it's fine. You can start a Substack. It's called Trap Sheet. You can see it on my Twitter. I've written like 7 articles that are a little bit more, not like controversial, but they're articles that I normally wouldn't be able to write or just haven't written at CBS. I'm going to try to give the outside the box stuff that you can't find elsewhere, analysis and opinions on the NFL if I don't get another job at another company.
Trap Sheet. Substack. All right, I'm subscribing. I'm going to subscribe right now.
Thank you.
You mentioned something right there. I was going to... Oh, I know. So you're saying, like, in this time of year, the news being anchored by whatever. We've got this thing. This happened yesterday. This is a true story. This happened yesterday. I'm scrolling my own Instagram, and I see me on it because now we're streaming on YouTube.
I see them too.
We're posting clips. And I'm like, oh, there's me. What was I talking about? And, you know, whatever Owen Clipson sends out there. And it was something about the Bills offense and Josh Allen. And whenever there's a comment, I'll click and see the comment. And sometimes, you know, people just give and a take. And in this case, it was a person, right? They wrote, this person has mastered the art of saying absolutely nothing about me. And I thought, yeah, it's July 18th, man. We're working.
Yeah.
This is like a two-a-day. This is beautiful outside. And what do I got for you? I got TJ Watt signed. I've got McLaurin's holding out. I've got the biggest news in the sports world, if it's not the golf, it's a labor dispute.
Yeah, which to a lot of people is pretty boring.
It's not even a lockout or a strike. It's scandal within the NFLPA. Like, oh, all right, film at 11. Let's go. So, yeah, I mean, I very much appreciated the whole mastering the art of saying nothing. Yeah.
Yeah, I was supposed to do One Bills Live Monday, but Chris Brown came back maybe from vacation. And Jay Harris, the awesome producer there, I was about to text him. I think he told me Saturday that Chris was coming back. I was like, what are we going to talk about? Because I can't come on and like give my thoughts on, you know, comprehensive draft class stuff again, because we've already done that. Like, we did it in May, we did it in June. So yeah, this, like, it's like you said at the outset, I think off the air, like, to me, it's, we need camp to get here. Like, it's coming at the perfect time.
We're ready.
So the fact that you maybe were saying nothing in a clip, like, that's a round of applause to you to fill the air.
It happens. Yeah. Camp is getting close. Wednesday we'll be there. We'll be at training camp for the start.
And Hard Knocks will be there.
That's going to be.
How much of a presence is HBO going to have?
It's going to be amazing. You know what it'll be for the first time in a while? Bills fans, or not just Bills fans, but Bills fans. A television show that you want to watch when it airs.
Yeah, true.
How many of those do you have right now that are not sports? How many television shows do you watch when the show is on?
Oh, my kids don't understand that concept whatsoever. Like, you don't just get to play the show that you want to watch at any time. Like, obviously us as kids, and if you're older than 30-ish years old, like, that was the case. There are not too many shows like that anymore. And it's just going to be, obviously, like, the fact that it's the Bills, that's cool. I want to see, beyond, like, the behind-the-scenes stuff with Josh Allen and Brandon Bean and decisions they're making, I want to see, like, because they always do, like, fun segments. Like, do they go to Pittsford Dairy? Do they show them playing at Oak Hill? Like, what other stuff do they highlight about Rochester? I think that'll be cool.
Yeah, I think it'll be about as meaningful to me as a preseason game. And by that, I mean in a good way. I'm going to want to watch it. I'm going to get my takeaways. I don't want to watch it 3 days later, because when Hard Knocks airs, I think it's going to air on, is it air on Tuesdays? I feel like August 5th.
Yeah.
The next morning, we're going to come talk about it. Like, hey, here's what happened last night. What'd you think about this? What'd you think about that? So,
and sometimes you can pull big stuff from it.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, the Joe Shane, Saquon Barkley stuff, like, that did not go very well for them, which that was, like, the off-season one. But sometimes, like, we'll see something that Adam Schefter will tweet, and then we'll be like, oh, the show told us that, like, the Bills were about to trade AJ Epinesa, but they didn't because this happened. Like, that's to get some of that background info that we normally wouldn't get. I think that's kind of the cherry on top, too.
803-0550. 1-888-550-2550 to join us. Jeremy White, Chris Trapasso, he's in for Joe today. Another hour coming your way. Some NFL stuff. I want to actually get to your most recent post. It was about the Browns and how they are kind of trailblazing in the NFL in a certain way. We'll get to that. 803-0550 if you want to pop on for anything. If you want to jump on the phone lines and say nothing with us, master the art of saying nothing in mid-July. Jeremy and Joe out today here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.